Greetings. My name is Haziq Ali. I'm the Vice President of Sales and Acquisitions for Nove Money, and I'm really excited to be explaining to you the 7 steps of establishing business credit. A lot of people are not taught this. We think it's very important because as we're getting into this new sort of economy where everyone almost has to be an entrepreneur, it becomes more vital than ever that we begin to accrue some level of financial literacy. I'll give you a small example. If you have a split screen and one side is an entrepreneur who's using his personal credit and on the other side is an entrepreneur who's using their business credit, the one that's using their personal credit is at a sincere disadvantage. Why? Because when you're using your personal credit to fund the operation of your business, like so many entrepreneurs we see today, you can only use 30% of it. Because if you use any more than 30%, you begin to damage your utilization ratio, which begins to shrink your credit score, which begins to shrink your access to capital. But on the other side of the screen, if this guy's using business credit, the guy that's using his personal credit could have more impeccable customer service, faster delivery, a better quality product or service, and they are still getting smashed by the guy who's using business credit. Because while they're treading water and struggling to keep their head water out their nostrils, the guy that's using business credit has opened up a second location, he's bought company vehicles, he has a more substantial marketing budget, all because he's playing the game the way it was designed to be played. So what we're gonna do is teach you exactly the steps that you need to be going through so that you can establish business credit for your business. Nove will help you build and establish this business credit so you can qualify for business funding in your business, completely separate from your personal credit. And we do it in 7 simple steps. Here's step number one. Establish your business credibility. So first you need to gain business listing congruency. We need to establish the compliance items that are needed to start qualifying for business credit in your business name. Many people don't know, but I mean, it could be something simple like you using a free email address and you'll get denied. And they don't tell you why you're getting denied because that's not their job. All they can do is read to you what the computer screen says. But with our process, we're holding your hand and walking you through all the I's you need to dot, all the T's you need to cross to make sure that your business listing congruency and your business credibility is beyond reproach. From there, you can start qualifying for business credit in your business name, and we move on to step number two, where we start to establish your business credit reports. Write that down. That's step number two. Establish your business credit reports. That means we help you set up accounts with the business credit reporting agencies. Did you know Experian has a business? There's Experian Business or there's Equifax Business. They don't just work on personal credit. They report business credit. And we set it up so that you can begin to build this business credit history with these exact agencies. Dun & Bradstreet, we help you set it up. Everything is done for you. Here's step number three. We establish starter business credit accounts. Over 90% of these companies that you can Google, you know, if you were to just Google, you know, different vendor credit, right? Here's a problem with that. They don't report your payment history to the business credit reporting agencies. So we've not only aggregated lenders according to the industry you're in, but we provide you with the exact accounts that report to the business credit reporting agencies. This allows you to begin to move up, which now we're starting with step four, where we monitor your business credit reports. Okay, so why is that important? Well, we've got to analyze the reports to see when it's necessary to add more trade lines or when it's time to go to the next tier of business credit. There are 4 different tiers, and your goal is to get all the way to the top one, which is cash credit. But before we get there, we got to go to step number 5, which is establish larger business credit accounts. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, now we start to set up accounts in the second of the 4 business credit tiers. Now, these are larger accounts. Now we begin to move beyond net terms in some of the cases. That takes us to step 6, advanced business building accounts. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, now it's time to set up accounts in the 3rd business credit tier. A lot of times this includes, but it's not limited to, fleet credit and a lot more. Then from there, we go to step number 7. Step number 7 is the holy grail. That's when we get to the revolving and cash business credit accounts. These are the ones that help you establish business credit accounts through the larger banks, through the credit card companies, through alternative lenders. This is all without using your personal credit, and this is where you get access to millions if you need it. But it all starts with step number one. So to recap for you really quickly, I think this is important. Listen, we not only get you your business foundation, where we verify all of your business records, we help you build a strong business foundation that's structured correctly. We're talking about EIN number, entity filing, foreign filings, business phone number, business bank account, and more. We're talking about business financing. Whether or not your business needs financing today, we're still going to establish your finance blueprint so you know the types of financing that your business qualifies for now, and then what can be worked on to qualify for more in the future. Then we establish business credit reports. There are three major business credit bureaus, and we want to make sure you have all three of them. We're going to help your business secure a DUNS number. We're going to verify that everything's correctly established. We're going to build your business credit. Now, newly established or seasoned, many businesses haven't established their business credit reports. So let us kind of guide you through this orchestrated four round of credit building. Next, monitor and read the business credit reports. Many entrepreneurs don't know what they're looking at or how to translate it. And bad surprises are never fun. So what we do is help the business identify and purchase the best monitoring tools for your business. Become a business credit expert. After all, the business is going to need to monitor the business credit throughout your life, right? And then you get an advisory team. We have a team of business credit experts that will call and consult you throughout the process. And then if you need to call and consult the team, we're just a click or a dial or an email away. We crammed our technology with everything we think you should know about establishing your business credit. We believe in working in really manageable steps. By the yard is hard, but inch by inch, everything's a cinch. So we broke it down into these seven steps so you don't get ahead of yourself or skip important details or get too busy. Yes, we know as a business owner, you can get too busy. The pricing is the most affordable in the entire industry. The average prices for our business range from $7,000 to $10,000. But since our goal is to help as many businesses as possible, we're talking about $24.95. So for further information, reach out to the person that got you on this line. I guarantee you increase if we let you in the program. You're literally guaranteed $50,000 in funding or more. You just have to fill out an application to determine the viability of your existing business. And from there, we take over. So that's it for me. Thanks a lot for spending a couple minutes with me. And welcome to Novae Money, where we do all the work, but you get all the credit.